The Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, an NGO, is appealing to President Mahama to, as a matter of urgency, withdraw the Petroleum Exploration and Production Bill currently before Parliament. This is because the current mode of sharing oil resources deprives the country of benefits to be derived from oil and gas resources, and also does not conform to the UN Charter on Permanent Sovereignty over Natural Resources. A research officer at the Institute, Solomon Kwau Kumi, who expressed these sentiments at a media conference in Accra, said independent experts must be invited to review the draft bill to reflect production sharing agreements that about 81 oil-producing countries have adopted. We bring you a report by Antoine Taba and Benjamin Dakwa.
According to the Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, the passage of the Petroleum Exploration Bill in its current form, with the fiscal provisions and other unfavorable sections it contains into law to regulate the upstream oil industry, amount to surrendering the country's sovereignty and constitutional ownership to foreign multinationals. 81 oil-producing countries have adopted the production sharing agreement, which enables them to retain not less than 40% of proceeds from oil resources. Ghana, however, has adopted the modern concession method, where about 80% of the resources go to foreign companies. According to Mr. Kwau Kumi, this agreement will continue to rob the nation of its resources until it is reviewed to conform to the UN Charter.
Information and data available to us indicate Ghana could earn between 60 billion and 80 billion from the Jubilee Fields adopting the pure production sharing agreement, as against the 20.269 billion and then 19.39 billion estimated by the IMF and the World Bank respectively under the current prevailing system, the modern concession. Ghana would not be in this mess and crisis if over $5 billion flowed into the economy to date as a result of adoption of production sharing agreement. Let us adopt the production sharing agreement to maximize the most potential benefits from the oil and gas resources for the manifestation and peace and development.
He appealed to Parliament to critically examine documents on the production sharing agreement to ensure that it is thoroughly understood. Mr. Kwau Kumi also urged civil society organizations and public interest lawyers to proceed to court and test the sanctity of these agreements and contracts.
We want to bring to the notice and knowledge of the people of Ghana that if this bill is passed into law, it will amount to a death sentence on the economic destiny of Ghana, reducing the present as well as the future generations into eternal and perpetual modern day economic slaves.
The executive director of the institute, David Agbay, said it will continue to drum home the need to adopt the production sharing agreement, which is most popular, fairer and convenient, rather than the current regime, which is exploitative and would stall the economic emancipation of the country.